Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is why aren't none of us? We don't exist. I don't know what's going on. It's all black. It's gigantic pop. Oh Christ, it's gonna be one of those episodes. Okay, everybody. Oh, yeah, we're gonna figure this out. This is super weird. Here we are.
Good, we didn't start again.
And then I gotta make another thing. We can edit this after the fact. We can make it work. Let me try taking everyone. There we go. And Raj. Okay.
We're gonna
pretend like that didn't happen. So everybody, if you're watching live, you're seeing literally how the sausage is made. And starting 3, 2. It is January 21st, 2024. Gigantic pop. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Matt Morgan and Raj Geary. Raj is got his camera off in protest of what? We're not quite sure. But yeah. We're here today to talk a little bit about the top wrestling stories. Going to talk about Okada leaving New Japan. What is next for him? Going to talk some speculation about Seth Rollins tomorrow night and his announcement on Monday Night Raw. It's been said he's going to address the World Heavyweight Championship and his status. And yeah, and then we'll give our Rumble picks. So, Raj, to you to start with. Hey, there's Raj. What's going on with Okada? What's the latest?
So he's a free agent as at the end of this month, and yeah, it's hold on 1 second. I'm using my computer cam instead of my phone.
Yes, I thought it was very interesting. I'm sorry, Matt.
If I can. Let me pick it up real quick. So he'll be a free agent come the end of January. He's got 2 or 3 appearances still in February, being a good, correct, you know, teammate at New Japan Pro Wrestling and respectful for everything they've done for him, obviously, over the years. But never before that I can remember has a number one talent from New Japan or easy for me to say, or All Japan left their promotion, meaning Muda, for All Japan. And in this case, we're talking about him here with New Japan and Okada. Yes, we've had others that have gone and done shows here and there, but not have absolutely left the organization and company. And this comes right at the heels of Tanahashi being named president. Both guys, love them both to death. Got a chance to work with Tanahashi many a time when me and Mark Jindrak were tagging in New Japan versus Tanahashi when he was on his come up. I always thought he was like the Randy Orton of New Japan during that time. Like Randy was like the heavyweight champ, about to be heavyweight champion, or was the heavyweight champion for the first time with WWE. He was like the next coming big time draw for that company. But anyways, and Okada got to work with him with TNA, and if that's not one of the biggest botches of all time of a talent, I don't know what is. Like, that's worse than my stuttering character, what they did with poor Okada at TNA, happened to play a terrible lame-ass character. But that's a story for another day. I'm excited about it. I think the wrestling world's excited about it, because I do think he's a Japanese talent that can absolutely translate here in America if booked properly.
Is it an exaggeration saying that this would be like if Randy Orton was a free agent, or is it even further than that? Is it John Cena?
Yes, as far as being the number one cat for their entire a company like that? Yes. Yeah. Is he as big as John Cena or Randy Orton? No. Nationally, no. Of course not. Or internationally, no. But for their for the means to their company, yes.
Yeah. And it's interesting, Wrestling Observer Live had speculation that one of the reasons why he's leaving is actually not as obvious, I think, to most wrestling fans, which is that the Japanese yen is a little weak right now on the international currency market. So yeah, that could be...
That's what people are saying is the reason?
Saying that's contributing to it. I mean, the yen traditionally has been, what is it, like 10,000 yen to $100?
It can't be as simple as WWE's paying buttloads of money today, and so is Tony Khan and AEW Wrestling. They're paying like...
Oh, that helps, God, too.
Millions of dollars they're paying for not even their top, just their top guy only.
And that's that's USD. So right there, you convert that back to yen, and he's making money.
I think, with all due respect, I think that sounds like bullshit. You know, really? Like, it's a guy who, for the first time, is getting huge offers around the globe. Like now, you know, WWE and AEW are willing to throw big money for talent like Okada. Back in the day, you know, a top Japanese star, WWE wouldn't know what to do with them. And now it's a different world. And Okada could be a huge star in either company. So I think it's as simple as that. He knows that these gates are open, that he can go either way. There's no wrong options.
So,
he's playing the field.
My only fear with WWE is they generally put them in some BS stereotypical role. Even in 2023, more or less. I hope they're smarter than that with Triple H leading creative now. But
yeah.
With that said, he has the ability to speak. He can speak English, which is a very big thing. I'd be like me being thrown in the middle of Mexico at CMLL and say, "All right, Matt, go cut, you know, promos in Spanish." I wouldn't know what to do with myself, right? What the hell do I do? So with that said, that's a very big thing for him, a very big coup for him to be able to speak English and do it well enough to be able to cut promos, in my opinion. And I do think, you don't think I'm crazy for this, Raj, I do think if he went to AEW, I do think he would be used better as far as a character goes, because I could see WWE bringing him in and make it a big fuss, but then at the end of the day, not being any different than what they've done with Nakamura. Nakamura was an incredible talent, and we saw from day one in NXT. They did him right in NXT. And then as soon as he got to the main roster, because of Vince, I'll blame, screwed a lot of that up.
One of the worst debut feuds on the main roster ever. Not the match, the promos.
But Nakamura has had a hell of a run. And, you know, to your point, Matt, it's a different WWE than, you know, 3 years ago, 5 years ago when Nakamura came in. Triple H, you know, he's a different cat.
He is.
Nakamura had a really damn good career as well. I mean, he's been in the hottest feud the last 6 months with Cody on Raw.
I just thought he'd be heavyweight champion by now. From the time he showed up at NXT, from his first vignette playing that he was coming to, let's say, today, for sure I would have thought at least a 2-time champion by now.
Yeah.
And I can't argue that. Yeah. But Triple H has only been charged for a year, really, as far as when Vince has been completely out of creative.
That's true.
I just think he would handle Okada. Wait, and I tweeted this last night as well. Like, it's just a different world without Vince, because Vince, he did have his I don't know what you want to call it, his ceilings.
Yes, he's stuck in his 1970s stereotypical crap that he thinks will work, and it will not work. Yes, I know what you mean. What I was going to ask you, though, is do you see AEW, what they've done with Takeshka? Am I butchering that?
Takeshka.
I've got Jim Cornette in my head saying a different name right now, what he says on his podcast. But AEW's done a good job with that Japanese talent, young and up and coming, great looking, he's got a great physique. He's had good matches with Kenny, and they take him seriously. He's not out there as some BS Japanese stereotypical character. He's got character. He's got charisma in AEW, from what I've seen, puts it right out there on Front Street for everybody to see.
The problem, I think, with AEW is that they will bring Okada in and just assume everyone knows who he is, as opposed to build him up, right? Like, you know, they bring in Ospreay, and they kind of assume that everyone knows who Will Ospreay is. And really, it's, yeah, the live audience, that's a hardcore piece of the fan base that is really going to those shows. They know who Will Ospreay is. But you look at a million fans that are watching the TV show live, they don't know. And they're not going to know who Okada is. And to just bring him in and be like, hey, we got Okada. Right. I just don't think that's his biggest ascension. Whereas WWE, they'll build him up. I'm not saying they're going to do vignettes or whatnot, but they're going to assume that the majority of their fans don't know who he is. And
yeah,
and act accordingly.
To that end, do they debut him in NXT first? For Nakamura, I think that helped greatly to make him an absolute superstar in NXT that U.S. audiences knew and loved, at least the hardcore U.S. fans. And then when he came up to the main roster, everyone was like primed for it.
I think the amount of money it's going to take to get Okada is just, you know, it's top level stuff. You don't waste that on NXT. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to do NXT, at most maybe a month, just so he gets familiar with the you know, the cameras and stuff that goes. But I don't think you need to do that. It's really like, how much better is Nakamura from his first NXT appearance from his last? He's still the same guy.
I
don't think I think you just take him straight to the main roster.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And we should know in the coming weeks he'll be finishing up with New Japan shortly. Seth Rollins tomorrow night is expected to be on Monday Night Raw, and he's going to address the world, his status and the World Heavyweight Championship. We talked about this a little bit the other day. They were announcing this Friday on SmackDown that it's going to open Raw tomorrow night. And even Cody today is saying, you know, what do you guys want to talk about? Tune into to Raw tomorrow night. Matt, what do you think is going to happen with Seth? We talked on our last episode about your familiarity with knee injuries.
So just to put a button on the last topic, because I wanted to get one last thing in about Okada. I'm sorry. Let me be crystal clear. WWE is 1,000 times bigger company, organization, billions of dollars, a conglomerate. Obviously, he'd be a much bigger star in WWE versus if he was a star in AEW. I was just saying that I think AEW would utilize him better. That was my two cents. So I just want to make sure I'm clear on that. We don't know about Seth, because I have a feeling they're gonna have him come out and cut a promo that, for all we know, could be storyline related. That could be, you know, that he's not gonna be able to make it, and then turns out he could, or it could be he's out for a month or 2 months, and puts Mania in jeopardy, but then at the last second he's able to do it. There's three different ways they can go with it. Tell us the truth, play it into a part work shoot, or, you know, a complete work, one of the three. I know I sound like Meltzer here stating the obvious, but
Meltzer's saying the plan is still Rollins versus Punk for WrestleMania.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And it has not changed as of Wrestling Observer Radio yesterday.
Sure, as of today, of course it has.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
We don't know what could possibly happen with, if it is just a scope, what that turnaround time will be for him. You know what I mean? So long story short, I think it'd be one of those three options. I'm hoping for the obvious, which is they do a little bit of work and shoot together, make a storyline out of the knee injury. And more importantly, that in real life, he's able to go for Mania. That's all I care about, is that he's ready to go for Mania.
Seth Rollins is an MVP. He cashed in that Money in the Bank to finish a WrestleMania. But as far as being the advertised last match at WrestleMania, it hasn't happened yet. This would be the year that it did. Hopefully it happens. He's been an MVP. We've discussed this before. I'm not a huge fan of the cackling character. And he feels like he's acting a lot of times with this character. But man, he's an MVP. He deserves that night and that success. So hopefully he's okay.
Yeah. I do like the idea, though, if he is going to drop that title. I do like what we talked about the other day in the chat room was behind, is that Priest cashes in before Rollins can vacate, if that's the plan. But I don't know why you would have Seth drop it at this point.
Priest isn't ready for... If Priest cashed in, he would have to lose it before Mania, in my opinion. I don't think him in that spot feels like a big match.
Because it's not. I agree. What's the window on him cashing it in? When does it end?
July or June. When next Money
in the Bank. 1 year.
So we've got plenty of time then. He's got plenty of time to work that.
He can cash it in, lose it to Cody, or I mean, there was that tweet that went out that it was like Cody and Punk, and that would be a big WrestleMania match for sure. But still, great. Rollins versus Punk is still the one, in my opinion.
It'd be great promos. Cody and Punk would be some frigging magic promos.
They could argue over who's the bigger hypocrite for leaving than coming back. But
or who got botched worse by AEW.
Yeah, and apologies. Right. Is V-Sick
match could have happened in AEW.
Of course it could have. But Tony was scared.
And pardon me, V-Sick Man. See, I get my podcast confused now because I do so many. It was actually Issa Friday night on Wrestling Inc. who said, "You get Rollins out there, you have Rollins shed like a tear, like he's going to drop the title, and then Damian Priest just cashes in, comes out 1-2-3, and is the World Heavyweight Championship."
If Seth is shoot hurt, yes, I could see that. It's still a fart in church when Cody beats then Damian. No, it wouldn't be Damian Priest. It'd be Punk. It'd be Punk versus Priest.
Yeah, I don't know. Punk versus Seth doesn't need a title though with Mania.
Yeah, it does. It adds a lot more.
I'm saying that it does, but also more importantly, like I'm telling you guys, there's like Priest doesn't need it. It's gonna convolute things, and he's more importantly, Raj ain't wrong. Like he's improved immensely. He's one of the better acts to watch on the show. But if you notice, they took this new dimension with R-Truth right now that's giving his character another layer to it. And it's important that they finish that layer wherever they're going with it. I'll argue more important than putting the title on him when he's not ready, because it's gonna be short term, like Raj says. He's not ready to hold on to that title yet.
Priest versus R-Truth at WrestleMania. I'm all for it. But
oh my god,
yeah, exactly. That. You look at the top pieces of who you're kind of shifting around. Orton, Seth Rollins, CM Punk, Roman Reigns, The Rock.
AJ.
Damian Priest.
LA AJ, Knight.
LA Knight. Damian Priest just isn't in that piece yet.
He's getting there. But they need to get him there. They need to get him there and stop playing grab ass and get him there already.
For sure.
Yeah. Lastly, before we wrap this up, and we want to do kind of a shorter episode today, and we do have a Royal Rumble episode of Gigantic Pop coming up. We're going to be live immediately after the Royal Rumble finishes on Saturday, doing our first post pay-per-view coverage here on the pod. I want to talk a little bit about picks for the Rumble this year. Matt, have you given this thought? Punk for the men's Rumble? Who for the women's Rumble?
Oh, that's so way up in the air. Bailey?
Raj?
I said that.
Punk. Yeah, okay, we're unanimous.
Like Glenn that. Doesn't like I said that.
No, no, I don't like because I was going to say Punk and Bailey. That was my picks as well.
Yeah, Punk and Bailey for me too. And Roman retains. I'd love to see Orton win the title just so you could do Orton and CM Punk and then or Orton and Cody, I'm sorry, at WrestleMania. And then you have Rock, Roman Reigns, and then Cody. You know, you get everyone in a big match at the event. But I do think Roman's going to win and it's going to be Orton and I'm sorry, Bailey and CM Punk.
Glenn, you?
No, I was gonna say Punk and Bailey. Like that's.
Oh my God, you're copying me?
No, that was mine. I'll let you go first because I had mine. But no, look, I think Roman's gonna retain. September is when Roman surpasses Hogan, and the reason why I need to state this again for people that have not seen us in a bit. The reason why Roman will then have the longest national WWE post WWF era record of being a champion. If he beats Hogan's record, I mean,
the record as a national promotion for sure.
Yeah, Bruno was territories. Yeah.
And Backlund,
Can't we just say WWF / WWE or was Backlund WWE? WWF? I thought he was WWWF.
Backlund was WWF. They switched while Backlund was champ.
Okay. So I don't like crapping on that though. I know Punk made that promo on Raw one time, but he's being a heel at the time to get heat. But I'll remind folks about. Look, I could do what Bruno Sammartino did, wrestle, a couple times a month at Madison Square Garden and hold on to a title for 12 years. He said something along those lines. He was trying to do it to be a jerk and be a heel and get booed for it. But so I don't want to crap on. Do you know what I mean? It's like the society we live in now. They're doing it with LeBron James, by the way, for Michael Jordan fans out there. They just tried to put a stat up the other day. LeBron James is number one in NBA history for most 10-point games. What they don't do is put an asterisk there and say, P.S., we're not including NBA playoff games in this streak. Because guess who that would be if you included that? Michael. So he'd be number one. So, like, we do live in a society where this participation trophy crap that we try to find who our goats are, who our favorites are, who the next goat is, and which we really try hard to push them along, You can do it. You can do it. Oh, my God, it's the greatest of all time.
I mean, this is wrestling. Yeah. It is scripted.
Yeah, I do think that's the thing. If Roman beats Hogan's length, I don't think anyone's going to confuse that Roman's on the level of what Hulk was, right? Hulk in the 80s was crossover, mainstream, different level. Hulk Rock, Austin, different levels.
When's Roman going to come out with an album? That's really what it's going to take, I think,
Yeah. But Roman is the greatest of the current era, for sure.
We have some super chats. Jay Miller 3389 saying, since that's opening Raw, I don't see a cash-in happening with a planned Drew Priest match on the card. The loser of that match would look weak. Yeah, I mean, he probably won't. They probably won't do the cash in. Maybe he drops the title, but I think they keep this going for Rollins and Seth at Mania. Like, no need to take the foot off the gas if Rollins is going to recover.
And we need to remember, Drew needs something. They're trying to resign him if they haven't already done so. I have a feeling they have a deal behind the scenes agreed upon, is my opinion. I do. With Drew, I'm saying. I do think, therefore, they've got to have something big enough for him at Mania.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what that is, though. Who are we forgetting about that are big stars out there that he can have a match with? Who does Orton line up with at Mania? Do we have anybody?
And not there's not a natural one. You know, I had thrown out Punk, but yeah, there's not right now. He's not in a program that seems to be building to Batia.
Yeah. Bigfoot Sneakerhead, what's up? Buck99 super chat. If Seth is hurt, put the title on AJ. That would be interesting.
AJ, but we're at a point now where like the big attractions are there and AJ just isn't in that mix right now.
Seth, even though he's MVP, he's not necessarily either. That title helps him a long way beyond that marquee. But he's obviously higher up than AJ. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say he's not. He is. But I think Bigfoot Sneakerhead saying that from what I was talking about last week as far as credibility being in whoever it is that drops the title to then Punk. But, I mean, I'm an AJ fan, but still, I don't think that would be good either. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really what is the biggest Punk match at Mania? Is it AJ? I don't think so.
AJ can't carry it. I love him to death. His promo's gotten so much better. He's my boy. All right. He is close family friend at this point, and I feel terrible saying this, but he's just the promo part's a very big part of it. And while he's grown immensely since his TNA days, like he is a good promo, but he's not a, you know, we don't get that natural heat that we get whenever we see Seth Rollins in there with Punk, right? Like that's legit. Like we get a little bit of legit. This guy hates this guy heat. Therefore it makes us more interested in it.
I mean, right now I think it's Drew, Orton, or Seth. It's got to be one of those three guys, right? To face Punk. That's the like larger than life WrestleMania match.
Tomagoski saying, what about Orton or Gunther? I mean, Gunther's got to face Brock at WrestleMania.
Oh, Gunther's not there yet either.
Yeah, but Gunther versus Brock, though, that's a Mania match.
And he has got to eat Brock alive. I know you think I'm crazy. He's got to eat him alive. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
You remember when Brock faced Goldberg and Goldberg kind of pushed him down? He gave that look like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
He does that with Gunther, man. That just makes him. So
it does. Yeah. And with Goldberg, when he did it, well, that was very like, holy crap, did that really just happen? We weren't like, oh my God, Goldberg's the man. We were like, come on, dude, Brock would kill this guy. Like, if Gunther did it, he's still young and he's still on his upswing, it would do so much more for him than it did for Goldberg that night.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. It's kind of like when with Keith Lee when they were both in the Rumble and Brock was like,
remember that?
Big fuck. And
bro, remember that?
That was awesome.
That was a magical making moment that WWE did not seize after it happened.
Yeah. That was a great Rumble that year.
Yeah. It was. And to be fair, no one, you know, for whatever reason, Keith Lee has not lived up to his potential anywhere.
So, here's the deal, folks. This part of the reason we're keeping this short is tomorrow night we anticipate if Raw has anything newsworthy, we are going to hop on tomorrow night, probably while Raw's still on the air. And discuss an instant reaction if Seth vacates, if there's a cash in, if something major happens. But then Saturday, Rumble coverage is going to be old school. The three of us talking about pay per view right after it happens. And
first time.
I think it's going to be special.
On this podcast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very old school. Anything else before we take this home?
Nope.
Okay. Everybody, have a great week. We will catch you back here likely tomorrow. And definitely Saturday on Gigantic Pop, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Thank you. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.